Chapter 8. There was a large rose tree in the garden. The roses on it were white, but three gardeners were painting them red. "Look out now, Five. Don't splash paint over me like that."
"It wasn't my fault. Seven kicked my elbow," said Five.
"Why are you painting those roses?" asked Alice.
"The fact is, you see, Miss, this should normally be a red rose tree. We put a white one in by mistake. If the Queen finds out, she'll cut off our heads," said Two.
"The Queen, the Queen," shouted Five.
First, 10 soldiers came. They had clubs in their hands. They were all shaped like the three gardeners. They were playing cards with hands and feet at the corners. Alice saw the white rabbit behind the guards. Then the Knave of Hearts came. He was carrying the king's crown on a cushion. Then it was the King and Queen of Hearts. The three gardeners were lying on the floor. Alice bowed.
"Who is this?" the Queen asked the Knave.
He just smiled.
"Idiot," said the Queen.
"What's your name, child?"
"My name is Alice, Your Majesty," said Alice.
The Queen pointed at the three cards on the floor and asked, "And who are these?"
"How should I know?" said Alice.
The Queen went red in the face. She screamed,
"Off with her head! Off!"
"Nonsense," said Alice, and the Queen was silent.
"Turn them over," the Queen said to the Knave.
The Knave turned them over.
"What are you doing here?" the Queen asked.
"We were trying," Seven said.
The Queen was looking at the roses.
"I see," said the Queen. "Off with their heads."
The three gardeners ran to Alice to save them. Alice hid them in a plant pot.
"Are their heads off?" shouted the Queen.
"Yes,"
the soldiers shouted.
"That's right," shouted the Queen.
"Can you play croquet?"
"Yes,"
shouted Alice.
"Get to your places," shouted the Queen.
People began running about and the game began. The balls were live hedgehogs, and the mallets, live flamingos. The soldiers were bent over to make the arches. Playing with a hedgehog and a flamingo was hard. Alice realized the air was moving. Cheshire Cat started to appear.
"How are you getting on?" asked the cat.
Alice told the cat about the game.
"I don't think they play fairly," Alice said, "and it is very confusing."
The king saw the cat. He didn't like it. He asked the queen,
"Can we execute the cat?"
The queen said,
"Off with his head!"
But the cat's body was nowhere. The executioner said,
"I can't cut a head off a body without a body."
They argued, and the Cheshire Cat disappeared.